This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Boy, oh boy, spring is fun. No matter where you live in southern Arizona, spring is fun. No matter your elevation, your semi-arid situation, your biome, spring is fun. Early morning light, oh yeah. Long afternoons, that's what I'm talking about. Wild birds singing, mating, nesting, uh-huh. Spring is fun. And southern Arizona is such a hoot. You can get in your truck and drive 5,000 miles, and you can be in a totally different life zone, right? I think that's funny. I'm in a different life zone, okay? Anyway, you can drive up a sky island, and then spring would be bursting at the base, but taking its sweet time as you climb in elevation. You know, it's so cool. Maybe spring just doesn't manifest itself the same way as you climb up into those elevations. But anyway, it's spring. And it's spring at our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote, which means plants leaf out, and then we get a hard freeze. An unannounced storm came through the borderlands recently. Oh, the wind was announced. You know, oh yeah, the wind. The National Weather Service map was colored angry red for high winds, gusts as high as 40, 50 miles an hour. They got that part right for sure. And I have to say, I love the way that map stops at the border of Arizona and Sonora. Apparently no wind blows on the other side of the border. And if I really thought that was true, I would camp out in Sonora for several days. But no. Despite the wind blowing across the border, life is pretty good. Anyway, what wasn't predicted was the rain, sprinkles, and raindrops driven by that wind. I mean, rain isn't supposed to have you shouting, ouch, ouch, ouch. But listen, it snowed on the high peaks of the Chiricahua Mountains. So we have a spring with snowy peaks in our vista. Yeah, yeah. And with no wind, life is good. Or we're still getting breezes. I mean, you know, soft 20-mile-an-hour breezes. So large objects don't fly by you, but gently roll by you on breezy spring days. So on a breezy spring day, Ms. Mosquito and I, tired of homestead chores, like chasing after large rolling objects, and we jumped in our truck and went into the hills. We hadn't been to a nearby canyon in years and remembered running water. And running water is fun, with interesting insects, always cool animal tracks by water, sometimes different plants by water. Doesn't take much to excite us, you know. And that two-track road into that rocky road in soon became enclosed by vegetation. Leafy branches brushed the truck sides, sometimes swatting the roof. A native tunnel of oaks and pinyons and manzanita and sumacs. No way to turn around at many points. Just keep going forward. And we came to a creek with a pretty good drop down. Low gear, four-wheel drive, crawl out of the creek. And after a little bit, we got out of there. A little bit of gut churn, right? But we got out of there and found a small place to pull off. And then we hiked in this evergreen Madrean woodland, Arizona white oaks, emery oaks, tumi oaks, large shrubby tumi oaks, border pinyon, occasional Chihuahuan pines, and magnificent, magnificent evergreen sumacs. Oh, there were three-leaf sumacs, but, you know, they were still leafless. But the evergreens were large and easily 6 feet by 6 feet. Those are small ones. These were big, big Mearns sumacs, and there were a lot of them. The scientific name is Rhus coreophylla. You can say coreophylla if you like, Now it's actually Rhus virens coreophylla or coreophylla. Rhus, an ancient Greek name for a species of Rhus back wherever the Greeks lived. You know what I'm talking about. And coreophylla means mini leaves. And before I forget, Rhus are in the cashew family, Anacardiaceae. Anacardiaceae. Isn't that cool? It's almost sing-songy. Anacardiaceae. Anacardiaceae. I think it's because there's so many syllables, like what looks like seven syllables. But anyway, a marvelous evergreen shrub with tiny white flowers in the summer. And they're not showy, but small fire engine red fruit, and they can be used to make a tart sun tea. And of course, wildlife just gobble them up. Mearns sumac, named in honor of the crazed collector of the mid-1800s, right up into the early 1900s, Edgar Mearns. He collected in the Southwest, Mexico, Philippines, Africa. A lot of dead animals were collected by this fellow. Well, they weren't dead when he saw them. They were dead when he was done. But listen, Mern Sumac can be found from 4,000 feet to 6,000 feet in elevation in Arizona, Sonora, New Mexico. Mern Sumac, you know, be a great addition to a wild personal biome in the uplands. And you can buy it in nurseries, right? Heartbeat still, you can buy it in nurseries. But out in habitat, my friends, that's the best. Yeah, the borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.